Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Alexandra is in her office talking with Andrew.
Hey, I did an interview with Serena Stiles.
Huh? Gretchen's evil sister-in-law? How could you?
That's the one. Man, I can see why Gretchen doesn't like her.
Now, Gretchen is the sweetest woman in the world. And Serena, well, let's just say she's not.
For one, you are right.
You bitch.
Whoa, speak of the devil lady. She's here right now.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Serena, what the hell is your problem?
I just read your little interview feature, Alexandra. How dare you mention my husband in that article after I specifically asked you not to?
What are you getting so upset for? I just said that you're a widow, that's all. And it's true. I didn't say anything else about your late husband.
I asked you not to say a word about him, period. Why couldn't you just respect my wishes? Probably because you wouldn't sell as many magazines that way.
It's a nice piece, Serena. And there's no reason for you to be so upset about it.
Well, I can see what kind of magazine this is. And believe me, I'm going to let Terry Dean know about this.
Hey, hey, hey. Do what you have to do. This wasn't exactly my first choice of a story anyway.
I should have known better than to let myself be interviewed by a relative of this clown.
Hey, watch it. You have no reason to dislike me.
I've seen you defend Gretchen, and that's all I need to know. I'm out of here. I've wasted enough time on the two of you.
Maybe you should try some Valium, hon. You're a little too wound up, don't you think? And a little Ambien at bedtime wouldn't hurt either. Might make you forget how messed up you are.
Go to hell.
As I was saying, she is one class A bitch.
Remind me to stay the hell away from that woman.
At Windsor Academy, Dirk is lecturing to his English class while CJ stares into space, Stacy doodles Bobby's name, and Dara and Clint sit in the back, barely paying attention.
Let's dive a little more into Stillwatch. Slipped under the door of her Georgetown home, the note was an ominous reminder of Pat Dearmore's past. The beautiful young television journalist had come to Washington to produce a TV series. Her subject, Senator Abigail Jennings, slated for nomination as the first woman vice president of the United States. As Pat delves into Abigail's life, she begins to turn up horrifying facts that threaten to destroy the senator's reputation and her career.
Boring.
Now, I want everyone to read the remaining chapters by Friday and write a two-page essay that you'll present to the class.
Damn it.
Is there a problem, CJ?
No.
Good. So, going to let everyone use the last 10 minutes of class to get started on your reading assignment.
Oh, joy.
Dara, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Something's on your mind, I can tell.
It's nothing, Clint, really.
You know you can talk to me. Why don't we go to Wilson's after school today? Excuse me. Could keep it quiet in the back of the room, please. What do you say?
I can't, Clint. Sorry.
At Dean Industries, Serena has returned and is sitting at her desk when Todd walks into her office.
You wanted to see me, Serena?
Yes, Todd, there's something I need to tell you.
Is this about the new contract you're working on with Marshall Wells?
No, it's personal.
Oh. Well, in that case, I have something personal to tell you, too. Hannah and I have found the perfect church for our wedding, and we're planning to get married in just a few weeks.
A few weeks? Isn't that kind of sudden?
I told you I didn't want a long engagement. We're very much in love, and Well, I can't see any reason to wait.
Well, I suppose I should congratulate you.
Thanks. I hope we can get past what happened between us and get our working relationship back in order.
Yeah, me too. I hope you understand why I couldn't lose you to the marketing department.
I just didn't see how we could work together at that time. But I guess it will get easier in time.
I hope so.
So what is it you need to talk to me about? You said it was personal.
You know what? It was nothing.
Are you sure? You called me into your office for nothing.
Yeah. I think we should probably avoid the personal talk for now. Old habits die hard. Just forget I mentioned it.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.